happy corn on the cob day. Here's to slathering butter and pouring salt on your hot and tasty corn on the cob. Sitting there in the little ceramic corn on the cob boat, resting between two plastic yellow corn-shaped skewers thrust into the end so as to not burn your fingers. Revel as you hungrily devour lines of puffy, tender kernels from their golden tube of flavor. Left to right, like a typewriter. Unless you're one of those weirdos who bite the kernels all the way around like my Uncle Hank. So thank you, Native Americans, for turning us on to a scrumptious summer favorite. Happy Corn on the Cob Day.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
What? Oh my God! Let's go! Time to start the day! Time to get up!
If we do this, how do we know it's gonna end any differently than it did before?
I just know this is gonna be a great day.
Wake up, smell the coffee, all right?
Wake up and sniff it.
Oh, that's strong.
Caffeine's poison, don't you know that?
Yeah, but what a way to go.
Woo! It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com, also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device? Well, I tell you every time, because some people are just tuning in for the first time ever. So we're going to explain, Lucy. You simply enable the skill. You just have to do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello!
So every Alexa-enabled device, we even have one for the Jeep. So it pairs with your cell phone. And we've got the Alexa device right there in the Jeep, and so then literally you just say, once you get in the car and you know once it pairs it's through Bluetooth, then you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434, because we've already enabled the skill on our Alexa system, and so you say, Alexa, play Radio 434 in the car, and it works just fine except for that. So we've got a brand new app that's going to be coming out. It's the new and improved Radio 434 app that'll feature our live channel. It'll also feature, well, of course, the live show when we're doing the show live from 8-ish until 11-ish. And then, except for today because we're really, really late today. But it'll also feature the podcast, links to the podcast, and all of our video content. So let's back it up, and I'll tell you that you can get the podcast on the Alexa device as well, just simply by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and
hello!
She will. It's like a virtual time machine. So we take the show segments that we do live, and then we repack it into a full-length podcast. Take all those show segments, we repack it, and then the podcast usually drops around noon or so, Monday through Friday. Each day has a different podcast because each day has a different show. So that's available on that'll be available on the new app. It's available on Alexa, and it's available wherever you have get your podcasts at. So if you search the Mike Show VA, for example, on Apple or Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, even go to our website, radio434.com, and you'll find the link on the Mike Show channel. Very, very simple. And if that isn't enough for you, and this will also be available on the new app, you can get all our video content. So we do a video simulcast of the show, and that's on Facebook Live, but you'll be able to watch the videos on the app. And you can even get things like our test drive interviews with CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. We've got a new one that's going to be dropping. Our guest is from Earthrate Mid-Atlantic, and we have an EV event. So we're test driving a brand new EV Honda Prologue. That's going to be on the next edition of Test Drive Interviews that'll be dropping today. But you'll be able to watch that kind of stuff on the app. And even our Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series, our Radio 434 Concert Series, all the stuff that we do out and about, and we shoot live video, you'll be able to watch that on the app. It's really, really, really cool. So that's going to be dropping. Production is delayed just ever so slightly, but we are now looking at July as the new date for the launch of the new app. I was trying to get it done in time for the 10-year anniversary of Radio 434, but couldn't quite get it done with the team that we've got. So we're soldiering on, and we should have it by July. So, man, that's just right around the corner. So I'm a patient man, but my patience runs thin sometimes. Anywho, all right, and yeah, of course you can watch the show segments on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA, and that's good for all of our social media. That's good for our Facebook, our Instagram, our YouTube, our Twitter, X, MySpace, all the things. That's you can just search the Mike Show VA, all one word, no spaces, and you'll get our social media. If you haven't liked us, like us a long time. And while we're at it, if you want to win some great prizes, just text Mike, M-I-K-E, text Mike to 85775, and you can join our VIP experience. And what do you get? Well, VIPers, Mike Show VIPers, get first crack at, no, you don't get crack, you get the first shot at winning our prizes. So things like family four packs of Lynchburg Hillcats tickets, Jersey Mike subs, Three Roads tokens. We've got these little jobbies right here. Where's the camera? Oh, there. Or these little jobbies right there that you can redeem at Three Roads in either Lynchburg or Lynchburg or Farmville. And I guess if you take this down to Ballad Brewing in Danville, they'll redeem it as well. All right, so yeah, prizes and things and stuff. When we get tickets to concert events at the Academy Center of the Arts, we've got two concerts that are Radio 434 Concert Series concerts. We've got Premier Trio that is taking place on Friday. So get your tickets now, because I'm really hoping that we sell this thing out. Go to Academy Center of the Arts on their website, academycenter.org. Click on the events and you'll find the Premier Trio link. And then that's this Friday. And then next Friday, we have Catapult City and Koba. It's the last stop on their Koba Pult tour, which they've been up and down the East Coast. Two incredible, incredible bands. And they're also Radio 434 Concert Series concerts. So you have to see these bands. They are incredible. We are starting to book some really, really great bands. And some concerts require a little bit of an upped setting. Okay, if that, not upsetting, but a nice venue with tons of tech. Okay, sound, lights, a sound person, etc., etc., etc. We've been sponsoring things and working with Academy Center of the Arts for years and years and years. Of course, Three Roads and Ballad Brewing, and we'll continue to, obviously, because in August. Not to divert your attention away from the two concert events that we have coming up at Music Hall, but in August, you can join us at Three Roads, August 16, I believe. Let me get the date correct, because I wasn't planning on promoting this right at the moment, but I'm going to pull it up anyway. Yeah, August 16th, it is Summer Jam 25. So this will be the 5th anniversary of Three Roads in Lynchburg, and we've got four incredible bands, tons of vendors, tons of stuff. So mark that on your calendar. It is Saturday, August 16. All right, now we took care of all the promo stuff. Oh yeah, and then this Saturday we are going to be out at Earthright Mid Atlantic for their EV car show. So that's going to be taking place at Earthright Mid-Atlantic on Timberlake Road. You can come out and join us broadcasting live and on location. There, I think I covered everything. Goodness. And if you haven't tuned out yet, let me tell you what's happening on today's show. A Pennsylvania town launched a program to fix potholes, and it's called... I need a sound effect for this. And it's called... Fill My Hole.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Yeah, you did. So this town in Pennsylvania, they got the Fill My Hole program, and so we're gonna talk about that. Plus, our top list, top better names for a pothole repair program than Fill My Hole. All right, that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Hey everybody, it's Chris, and this is Playing Here. On Friday, June 13, it's Prabir Trio at the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall at 722 Commerce Street, downtown Lynchburg. Rooted in India and sculpted by Virginia, Prabir's music is the bridge between the East and West. Traditional raga melodies from India turned into riffs played on guitar, all fused together in a harmonic and melodic presentation. Doors at 7, performance from 8 to 10. Also at the Academy Music Hall on Friday, June 20th, it's Catapult City and Koba wrapping up their Kobapult tour. Kobapult is the co-headlining tour of rising indie bands Koba and Catapult City. They have taken over the Central Virginia scene and are now bringing a fresh sound to the East Coast. Catapult City brings together a diverse musical sound with introspective performances. Koba has quickly gained a reputation for their high-energy live show and raw lyricism. Ending with a hometown headlining show, the Kobapult Tour brings an unforgettable experience from your new favorite artists. Doors at 7, performance from 8 to 10. Tickets available for both shows at academycenter.org. Click on Events, then Performances. Both shows are part of the Radio 434 concert series. That's Playing Here, brought to you by Three Roads Brewing on Radio 434.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Hello, Triple A-hole.
Hi, my car's stuck on the side of the road.
Sucks to be you. Hey, why don't you get out and walk?
Hey, what kind of roadside service is this?
It's Triple A-hole, moron.
You know, at least my last roadside service sent help. after they ridiculed me and insulted my mother.
Yeah, that was probably double A-hole. Here at Triple A-hole, we actually hope you get run over while getting out of your car. Now don't call us again.
Triple A-hole. We're here 24/7, laughing at your misfortunes.
Hi, it's checking email. So, not that kind of hole, but potholes is what we're talking about. This town in Pennsylvania, they've launched a new pothole fixing program, and it's called Fill My Hole. And if you're wondering if they're aware, you know, because...
Nice beaver.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
If you're wondering if they're aware of what they're suggesting with that name, it seems like they are. In their announcement, they say their Fill My Hole program makes it easy for residents to report potholes electronically so they can be taken care of. They add, quote, all holes, no waiting. Although they also note some holes may require a little more TLC.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
But rest assured, you'll be provided with a reason if we're unable to fill it ourselves. And, quote, pleased with the way our crew handled your hole? We want to hear about it. Use the Contact Us on our website for all questions and compliments. Somebody on Facebook asked, If we want to fill our own holes, is that okay, or does it need to be filled by a professional hole filler? And they responded, best leave it to the professionals. Somebody else said, can you fill deep holes? And do they clean dirty holes before they fill them?
In the buttocks.
No. They responded, holes are cleaned first. Debris may prevent adhesion of the filling. Deep holes? No problem. So with that, we came up with a top list. With this Pennsylvania town launching a pothole filling program, unfortunately named Fill My Hole. But hey, if they want to go in that direction, it's our duty as mature adults to push it even further. With today's list, it's our top list today. Top better names for a pothole repair program. Then Fill My Hole. All right, here we go. Number one, plug my orifice. Stuff it. Clog my crevice. Cram my crack. Load my gorge. Poo my hollow. Pack my patootie. What?
In the buttocks.
No. Choke my chicken. What? I said choke my chicken. No. And... top better names for a pothole repair program than Fill My Hole. Stick it where the sun don't shine. There you go. It's the Mike Show. What is today? Today's Wednesday, hump day. Spend it with someone you like. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we have news and not headline news. We'll get to all that. This portion of our broadcast, this is something I would love to stick in this hole right here. It's Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing.
A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866. And please visit their website, freeclinicva.org, to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Most Americans say they're below average at singing, and too bad they always seem to be next to you at a concert. Scientists discovered a perfect sphere giving off radio signals from deep space. But still the best proof ET is real remains Steve Buscemi. The latest TikTok trend is putting jalapenos in white wine. And it's still less disgusting to drink than Diet Mountain Dew. And white bread can increase your risk of colon cancer. So if at all possible, avoid the Jonas Brothers. This is not headline news.
Yeah, it's not. It's the Mike Show, however. Taking a look at tower cam position. What one was this? Was this tower cam position 2 or 3? I know the river's 4, and then I know that I know that the Commerce Street is 5. And maybe that was 2 or 3. I don't know. Anyway, so happy you could join us on this hump day. Does your boss really understand what it is that you do? According to this survey, 46% say no. They said that their boss or manager rarely or only somewhat understands their contributions at work. 44% of employees say they've been overlooked for raises, promotions, or special projects because management really doesn't get their skill sets. That jumps to 62% for Gen Zers. 48% think their contributions are consistently undervalued by leadership. 43% say they get feedback from their boss that doesn't really line up with the work that they've done. That's not surprising at all. Again, this is why I really can't work for somebody else. I have clients. I do my thing. It's spelled out. And we've mapped out exactly what our company will do for them. But to go and punch a clock and to do that, I did that one time in my most recent life where I actually went to work for a company, an organization, for a very brief period of time. And it was one of those deals where, and I was still running Radio 434 and still doing the stuff, but this organization was kind of near and dear to my heart, and they needed some help. But the person I was working for, well, let's not even go into that. Let's go into just how stringent the rules were. This was years ago, okay? It's not very, very recently, but years ago. And I would actually have to go into their office, and I'd have to be there by a certain time because they had a meeting at a certain time. And I know everybody's going, yeah, this sounds like work. That's what everybody does. No, but this is following somebody else's rules. So I'd have to be there by a certain time. I'd have to take their meeting, and then I'd have to stay and work in that office like all day, literally all day. And I'm not built like that. I have to be out and doing stuff and going here and going there and not stuck to a specific schedule. And then I think my first day it was like 3 something, and I'm looking at the clock and I'm going, oh my God, this is just dreadful. What? How do people do this? I would have to be able to bounce and go somewhere and do something and work kind of my own schedule. And then the pandemonium happened. And of course, people adopted and companies adopted a more, flexible work schedule. And a lot of people work from home and all that. So now, today, I think things are a little bit different. But man, back then, I could never do that again. Ever. Ever. All right. I love what I do. I love what I do now. And this is all I'm going to do till the end of my time. All right. Coming up, we are going to get smart with your 5 random facts. We're going to fill your ear holes with sound. It's called Audio Vault. And then we're going to get stupid. But there's good news. So we'll save that for last. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, numero uno. There we go. Dolphins have bromances. They have...
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Yeah. Where two or three males may pair up for decades and help each other out or hook up with females. Okay. So wait a minute. So they're not making out. So they're like wingmen. Oh, okay. Number two, I misunderstood, or maybe they do. Don't know. Pink Floyd's album The Dark Side of the Moon was on the Billboard 200 album charts for a record 990 weeks and counting, but only spent 1 week at number one in 1973. Number three, a can of Coke is 90% water, and a can of Diet Coke is 99% water. Okay. Number four, clownfish, like the ones in Finding Nemo, can change from male to female if they need to for reproductive purposes. But what about the dolphins? No. So in the movie, once Nemo's mother was killed, his father would have grown female organs and start reproducing with Nemo.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Shut up. Number three, or number five. Three, sir. Number five. The first commercial jingle was in a Wheaties radio ad in 1926. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
It is the...
What a delicious task that is. Yes.
The Mike Show. Coming up, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. It's called Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or the HolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral videos and audio from viral videos and things and stuff we're going to shove in your ear holes. All right. Father's Day this weekend. Is it this weekend? It is this weekend. I think it's this weekend. Let me double check. I mean, I'm not shopping for Dad. My dad's passed away. Not that I'm like relieved or anything that I don't have to shop. That'd be terrible. But no, I'm usually the one that's on the receiving end. Wait a minute. Anyway, hi there. Take two. What do you get for dear old Dad this Father's Day? Here's a hint of what not to get.
Psyched about Father's Day?
They make wonderful gifts for Father's Day, too.
It's a perfect gift for anyone.
Give Dad something this Sunday that's not a gift he'll throw away. All you have to do is try. Please, not another mug or tie.
Not another coffee mug or necktie. I beg you.
Father's Day, another year. Time to show who you hold dear. Here's a tip on what to buy. Please, not another mug or tie.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind another mug. My favorite one has got two kitties on it and says, "Show me your kitties." Let's see. Oh, yeah. Being that Father's Day is Sunday, some people have really, really cool dads. Here's a quick song about mine.
He taught me stuff when I was little, like how to fish and tie my shoes. He bailed me out when I was a stupid kid. Told me dirty jokes I never knew. He'll get a case of beer, and it's me he'll be sharing it with. He gets a sappy card. My old man is down with it.
Yeah. All right. Like I said, he has passed. We'll have a beer. We'll have a beer for Bill. All right. Let's go to viral videos. A mom is trending because she's created a formula to calculate a mom's libido.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah, well, you may not need that. Here is Maddie Ma breaking it down for everyone.
Welcome to Mom Libido 101. Here's the basics of the formula. The amount she slept last night, plus how much food she's eaten today, sitting down, times the amount of help her partner gave her, divided by the annoying comments, minus the number of times she was touched by her children today. So let's run through an example, shall we? Let's say Mom got 8 hours of sleep last night, ate 3 full meals, her partner did pick up and bath time, but he was really annoying twice. Then we have to subtract by the 1,000 times that she was touched today. Does anyone know what the answer is? Not a chance.
Yeah, so if you're counting on it,
you idiot!
Yeah. Let's see. Somebody used AI to create a stormtrooper vlog in the Star Wars universe. They're battling a bunch of Ewoks on Endor. Here is some of what they made.
Okay, Greg, I'm telling you, I've seen like five of those little teddy bear looking things. One of them had a spear.
We're gonna die in a tree hammock because of you, Greg.
Now the teddy bears are chasing us. They're throwing things, Greg. Why are they so fast?
Man, I hate my job. Okay, we've been getting shot at for 6 hours. I haven't eaten. I don't want to die out here before Battlefront 3.
Okay. That's actually pretty cool. All right, so skip that because we're gonna follow that story up in Stupid Criminals. What about this? So there's somebody getting some backlash after posting a video of herself dunking raw cookie dough into a bowl of iced strawberry milk and eating it.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah. Here's a little of the video that people are grossed out about.
Chocolate chip cookie dough, sugar cookie dough with strawberry milk. Drink some of the milk. Look at that. I like this one better.
I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah, probably. All right, so are we going to... is this... Okay, here. Let's go to sports. A 9-year-old Panthers fan was being interviewed about what her favorite part about hockey is. And her answer? Well, here, check out what Sophia said. It's her favorite part of hockey.
The fighting. It was really good, and I really liked how they punched each other a lot.
All right, now we go to comedian. We'll wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. Which one do we want? Mitch Hedberg talks about wasting time listening to music and corn on the cob.
Sometimes I make some money doing comedy. I made $3,000 opening for the Neville Brothers, and they paid me in cash, so I had $3,000 in my front pocket. And that was a bad situation, because then I started to buy ridiculous shit. Like, I bought a snake bite emergency repair kit. That I said to my friends, don't even worry about snakes anymore. And then my friend stepped on a worm. I said, lay down. Made by emergency repair kit is a body bag. I was walking down the street with my friend and he said, I hear music. As though there's any other way you can take it in. You're not special. That's how I receive it too. I tried to taste it, but it did not work. You know they call corn on the cob, corn on the cob, right? But that's how it comes out of the ground, man. They should call that corn. They should call every other version corn off the cob. It's not like if you cut off my arm, you would call my arm Mitch. But then reattach it and call it Mitch altogether.
All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle and go ahead, but firmly and vigorously. Repeatedly, give it a tug. There you go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we're going to get stupid, or stupider. Plus, we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
Four.
Three.
Four.
All right. Time once again. I said time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. All right. Do you like our new music? I like it. All right. Here, turn it up a little bit. I think it needs to just come up just a tad. There we go. I think that's good. Okay. Okay, sorry. Where's the story? Here it is. Wait. There it is. There it is. A 40-year-old man in Kentucky named Jonathan Mason was arrested for releasing a wild raccoon into a bar. He allegedly did it because they had thrown him out and warned him not to return. The Kentucky man, they didn't throw the raccoon out and then warned him not to return. They tossed Jonathan out and told him not to return. The raccoon did bite someone inside. I said he bit someone inside. There aren't any specifics about that, but it sounds like that person will be okay. The police say they're familiar with this guy who's known as Cowboy Cody. Back in December, he drunkenly rode a mule into a liquor store, and the mule was taken away by police. Then, a few days after that, Jonathan was hammered again and successfully tried to retake the mule. So, he was arrested. Speaking of raccoons and criminals, do you remember Chewy, the meth-smoking raccoon in Ohio? His owner, Victoria, has admitted that she doesn't have a permit to keep Chewy, but she refuses to surrender him. Here, this is... What was this? Okay, so if you missed it a couple weeks ago on this show, here is some audio from the officer's body cam during an arrest where they were attempting to arrest that lady, Victoria, in Ohio. And they found... They found that the raccoon had a meth pipe.
The reason I stop you is you are suspended with a warrant for your arrest.
I am?
The raccoon has her meth pipe.
As what?
Oh my God.
Her meth pipe. He's playing with the meth pipe right now. Oh, there's no one. He's trying to smoke it.
All right. Thanks.
There's no way. All right. All right. Enough fun and games.
Yeah. And by the way, Chewy was not the raccoon. I said not the raccoon that was with Cowboy Cody. There's gotta be a show name here, an episode name, Cowboy Cody and the meth smoking raccoon. I don't know. We'll look into it. There's good news in the world. Do we have another story though? We might have another story. Here, let's check real quick. Did I put this on repeat? I didn't, but I did now. All right, no, we don't have that, so we're going to go directly to good news. An elementary school principal in Florida is skydiving because his school crushed an accelerated reading challenge. Here's Principal Matt Dyer talking about all the incentives he puts out for his students and then jumping out of a plane.
We've had me sleep on top of the building before and have the kid waving to the kids as they leave on the weekend. Pies in the face, we've done water balloons.
Well, our kids got their 25,000 reading points, so this is their gift. You jumping out of an airplane. Congratulations, kids.
My wife, not quite as excited about that skydiving experience. And the excitement that you get to see on their faces, again, we get to see it every day because we celebrate them coming into school. But seeing them celebrate me or celebrate us when they see us have accomplishments, it's awesome to see that they're as engaged in our lives as we are in theirs.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Before we leave, though, let me pull up this graphic real quick. Go to Academy, Center of the Arts, pull up events and performances. Upcoming shows. There we go. All right. So we want to share this. We want to invite you to grab tickets to Prabir Trio. They are an incredible band. You may have seen them at Three Roads last year. And we invite you to grab tickets to see Prabir Trio. That is at the Music Hall, Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall on Commerce Street. It's part of the Radio 434 Concert Series. That's on Friday, June 13th. Doors open at 7. Show is from 8 to 10. It is absolutely, positively a fantastic band. You will not want to miss this. And again, if you saw them at Three Roads, you're going to get to see them in a little bit more of an intimate setting at Music Hall. And if you haven't been to Music Hall, you owe yourself the visit at 722 Commerce Street in downtown. That was a hiccup. Sorry. No, I haven't been drinking yet. Not yet. Anyway, so tickets are available at academycenter.org. They're $10 to $12. Very, very affordable, and it's going to be a great night of music with Prabir Trio, part of the Radio 434 Concert Series. We're hoping this show will sell out, so get your tickets now, academycenter.org. And then let's bring up, and that's the 13th, by the way, June 13th, Friday, June 13th for Prebier Trio. And then you can join us for Catapult City and Coba. It's part of their Coba Pult Tour. At the Academy Center of the Arts Music Hall, 722 Commerce Street, Friday, June 20th. Doors open at 7, performance from 8 until 10 again. You can find your tickets at academycenter.org. Just click on the Cobapult Tour. And this band, these guys, these bands are freaking incredible. And you may remember, or you may recognize this dude right there. That's Josh. He's our sound guy. He's also their drummer, and he owns Noteworthy Music in Bedford. So, local guys, they're wrapping up their East Coast tour with a stop right here at home. AcademyCenter.org for tickets. It's at the Music Hall, part of the Radio 434 concert series. That is June 20th. So while you're on AcademyCenter.org, purchase tickets to both the Cobapult Tour, Catapult City and Coba. Get your tickets for that and get your tickets for Per Beer Trio. Those are all at academycenter.org, and you'll see both of them. Get tickets to both. That's this Friday for Per Beer, next Friday for Catapult City and Coba. All part of the Radio 434 concert series. All right, well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow. Bye.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
4.
3.
4.